This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In the Yitfilus of the Yom Naram, we say, Maloich al kol ha'elam kulay b'chvaydecha. We ask that the Ribbono Shel Olam display his sovereignty and his majesty over the whole entire world, kol ha'elam kulay, which sounds verbose. You could say, Maloich al kol ha'elam b'chvaydecha, or Maloich al ha'elam kulay b'chvaydecha. What's kol ha'elam kulay? So the Taz, in Siman Tav Kuf Peches, says, no, this is a very appropriate lashon. Because we know there's a halachic principle, Rubai Kekulai. Rubai Kekulai means that if you have fulfilled the majority, that's considered like fulfilling something in its entirety. So if it would have just said, Malaych al kol ha'ilam b'chvaydecha, or Malaych al ha'ilam kulay b'chvaydecha, that may just mean, Ribbono Shel Olam, rule over the majority of the world. So therefore we emphasize, kol ha'ilam kulay, to indicate that the koil here is not a roiv, but rather it's an actual koil. Likewise, the Binyan Ariel says that this principle of the Taz can be employed to understand the comments of Korach. Korach says, "Ki kol ha'eda kula, ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim." Why does Korach say "Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim"? Just say "Ki kol ha'eda kedoshim" or "Ki ha'eda kulam kedoshim." So too, the Binyan Ariel says what Korach was saying is, Moshe, we don't need a leader. There's not one Jew that needs you. We don't need a manhig. We are all holy without exception. From here, Chazal derive that how did Korach know that every single Jew is holy? Maybe it's just most Yidden, the majority of Yidden, Rubam Kekulam. So Chazal comment, and Rashi quotes it, Kulam Shamu Dvarim B'Sinai Mipi HaGvura. And that's a factor that applies to every single last Jew. Nobody was absent on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So interestingly, this principle of the Taz could be used as a Binyan Ariel to understand a pasuk in the Parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.